This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, children turning cameras on themselves to help heal themselves. But first, this week, President Bush signed legislation that leaves Saddam Hussein in Jack Frazier's debt. On Tuesday, Mr. Bush signed into law a bill shielding insurance companies from the potential costs of future terror attacks. Tucked into H.R. 3210 is a provision granting some 200 American terror victims access to about $4 billion in frozen assets from countries that the U.S. believes sponsor terrorism. Iraq is one of those countries. Jack Frazier is one of those victims.
I'm totally disabled. I have no feeling from my knees down, from my elbows down. I have to use leg braces and crutches to walk maybe 10, 12 feet. I go through some tremendous periods to where I have temperatures of 105. I break out in all kinds of rashes and skin disorders. And it's just been a real tough time for me.
Mr. Frazier is a diabetic and dependent on medication to live. 12 years ago, he was an iron worker for Bechtel Corporation on a job in Iraq when Saddam Hussein invaded neighboring Kuwait. The invasion was 16 days old when Mr. Frazier got a telephone call in his Baghdad hotel room. His supervisor admonished him, "Hide." Iraqi forces were sweeping 5 hotels for foreign hostages. Jack Frazier packed 2 bags. One had food and water. The other contained pills for blood regulation and blood pressure.
I went down the elevators and started across the lobby. Mm-hmm. Well, as I was crossing the lobby, this gentleman that was a hotel employee got in front of me and wanted to know where I was going. I didn't answer him, and I just kept on going. And suddenly, someone from behind grabbed one of the 2 bags that I had out of my hands. And I really didn't pay any attention to it because I thought that it was the food and water bag. If I would have known it had been my medications, I probably would have tried to get it back, but I don't know what the end result would have been then.
He might have succeeded. Jack Frazier stood 6'4" and weighed 285 pounds. He was a 53-year-old Montanan, an ex-Marine, and a veteran iron worker. He'd thrived at one of Bechtel's most forbidding job sites in the searing heat of the Saudi desert. But Jack Frazier was also a man with a serious medical condition, and it was only after he and more than 50 others had crammed themselves into the American ambassador's 4-bedroom residence that he realized he didn't have his pills for insulin production, for circulation, and for blood pressure. He stayed confined in the ambassador's house for more than 2 months. During that time, he lost sight in one eye. He lost 50 pounds, and he began to experience the nervous and circulatory problems that eventually got him fired from Bechtel. Now Mr. Frazier, who was once a genuine mountain man, lives in a nursing home in Arizona. He's just 65 years old. He's almost totally confined within his own ailing body, and he's faltering under the weight both of his illness and what it costs to live with it.
I have over $200,000 in doctor bills that I owe. I have borrowed money from my brother, my daughter, my son. My wife has borrowed money from an aunt for us just to survive.
H.R. 3210, signed this week into law, puts Mr. Frazier in line to receive $1.75 million. That's money awarded him last year in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. The $1,750,000 will be taken from Iraqi accounts that are now under American control. Mr. Frazier says he'll use the money to pay his bills and to ensure the welfare of his wife, Deanna. Deanna Frazier, however, plans to use that money to bring her husband home and to make his last days more comfortable. It will probably not be long. Jack Frazier figures he's got about a year or two left to live. He was one of the first and will perhaps be among the last casualties of the Gulf War.
You don't have to be in a 4x8 cell with your hands tied behind you and a sack over your head to be a hostage. So, not to sound hard about it, but I genuinely feel that Saddam Hussein did not kill me, but he ruined my life.
Jack Frazier, speaking from a nursing home in Lake Havasu City, Arizona.